Okay, there's something really intriguing in Parshas Vayigash. We'll see it has impact in Parshas Vayichi also, and that is the following. Klal Yisrael, at the time, Yaakov and his children, are going to be going down into Mitzrayim. They're going to be leaving Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be making a choice to be there for a period of time. And the Torah tells us that Ba'es Yehuda Shlach Lefanev El Yosef Lehoros Lefanev Goshna, that Yaakov decides he's going to send down Yehuda to Goshen, Lehoros Lefanev. He's going to send down Yehuda Lehoros Lefanev. What does Lehoros Lefanev mean? So the simple pshat Rashi points out from Targum Unklus, this is true for many of the Mefarshim, is that Yaakov wanted to have someone down on the ground in advance to direct people, to get things set up for them. They were going to be moving down, but before you move down, you go a little bit like on a pilot trip. You go in order to set things up so people can be there and ensure in whatever way possible that things can be as smooth as can be. However, Rashi also quotes from Chazal. And Rashi quotes from Chazal, Umedrish Agada Lahoris Lefanav, the Sakin Lo Beis Talmud, Shemisham Tetze Hora'a. That Yaakov decided that he was going to send Yehuda down to open up a yeshiva in Goshen. That before they came, there was going to be yeshiva. So it wasn't just the simple pshat. He went Lahoros Hech Yisyashevba to tell them how they're going to live there, but he really wanted to be able to set up a yeshiva. Some of the Mefarshim point out that there are hints in the pasuk itself that really the goal was to set up a yeshiva. The Sifsei Chachamim says that it says Lehoros in the Pasuk without an extra Vav. It's just Lehoros, Hey Vav, Reish Tav, Osios Torah. There's a hint, the way the Pasuk was written, Lehoros, missing a Vav at the end. It's only Osios, Tav, Vav, Reish, and Hey, to teach us that in fact they were going to open up a Beis Medrash to have some sort of a yeshiva that was there. The Medrash in one place says, Lehoros is like Oros, like lights, that the mitzvahs are like lights, and he was going to set up a yeshiva. There are a variety of questions to ask. There are three in particular, but we're not going to speak about all of them. One question is, what exactly did they learn in this yeshiva? That we've spoken about in the past, a little bit in terms of what they learned in yeshiva, Shem Ve'ever, what a Talmud Torah looked like before the Torah was actually given. That's one question. A second question is, why was it so important that there be a yeshiva? Why was it so important that there be a yeshiva set up in Goshen? Why have a yeshiva there? What was the significance of this being done at this time? And the third question, and we'll try to speak about the second, the third question is, why Yehuda? In many ways, the one of the shvatim that we associate most with Talmud Torah is Yisachar. Yisachar b'ohalecha, Yisachar is one supposed to be learning. Why isn't he the one setting up a yeshiva? Why is Yehuda setting up a yeshiva? Or, to ask the question a little bit differently, why is Yehuda setting up a yeshiva? Why not have Yosef set up the yeshiva? We know that Yosef, Chazal tell us, did receive the Torah that he got from Yaakov. We know that he did learn at least a sugya of Egla Arufa with Yaakov. We know he was still in learning. So why is Yehuda the one that is sent? What exactly is going on here? We're going to try to develop a couple of different ideas, and hopefully it can be done in a way which is valuable. One mahalach, the same lekach tov, the medrash lekach tov. So one mahalach in general is that the reason why Yehuda was chosen was because Yehuda was actually Yosef's favorite. Even though on the one hand he was actively involved in stopping, he was actively involved in the original sale, but Yosef was very much moved by the way that he saw Yehuda defend and be there for Binyamin. And he was in many ways, he said, you know what, Yehuda, I respect. He's now there for my brother. He's obviously realized the error of his ways. And in that sense, Yehuda was sent in many ways for strategic purposes. If you wanted to get something done with Yosef, if you wanted to be able to get things set up in Goshen, be it a yeshiva or not a yeshiva, Yehuda's the right guy to do the job. Yehuda's the right person because Yosef had a particular affinity for Yehuda. The Medrash Agada says it a little bit differently, a similar idea, that the reason why he wanted to send Yehuda was because the same way that Yosef was a king, so we know in Parshas Vayechi, Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, Yaakov's Bracha to Yehuda, Yehuda's also a king, and sometimes dignitaries do better speaking with fellow dignitaries, that people do better, kings speak with kings, and things work out that way. I would have suggested, and I think this makes a lot of sense, this is partially why he sent Yehuda and not Yisachar. the building of yeshiva is not the same trait as the functioning and learning that takes place in a yeshiva. And Yehuda was a leader. He was a king. He was the one you wanted setting up, getting things ready. And in many ways, potentially, that's why Yehuda is sent ahead. He's the one that can really do that. So why are we sending Yehuda? What exactly is going on? So the reason why we're sending him is because, number one, he had a special in with Yosef. And number two, he was a leader also. And in many ways, you know, that's a good way. You're setting up yeshiva. That's a good way. It's a good way to be able to go. There is a second mahalach, which I think is really intriguing. And it comes, elements of it in Torah Chassidus. Let me try and unpackage things a little bit. The Imri Emes in Parshas Vayechi has a beautiful Torah. The Torah tells Vayechi Yaakov be'Eretz Mitzrayim. That Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim. And says, the Sfas Emes, what that means is, Sfas Emes says, not that he just lived there vayigar, but he was vayichi. He inserted a degree of life into the world of Eretz Mitzrayim. That Yaakov was there, and he was able to not just live technically in Egypt, but he was alive in Egypt. He was active. He was doing great things. And one of the ways he did that was by inserting Torah and the values of Eretz Yisrael, even when he was going to be in Galus, even when he was going to be in Mitzrayim. Says the Imri Emes, why does he send Yehuda ahead of time? What's going on? To open a yeshiva. So he says, the Gemara tells him, Baba Basra and Daf Memdal Membeis, look at Tosfos there also, that every person has four amos in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone has their share, their place in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Imri Emes, the four amos we have in Eretz Yisrael are reminiscent of and refer to what the Gemara tells us in Brachos, that Bisman Chorban Habayis, Ein Lekas Baruch Hu Ella, Dalad Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. That every Jew has four amos in Eretz Yisrael, and in many ways, when you can't be in Eretz Yisrael, when there isn't a Mikdash the same way, so every Jew has their four amos of Torah. Every Jew has their four amos, their place where they are connected to Torah, their place where they are one with Torah, their place where they can still have a certain connection, l'hiskasher af begalas, to be connected even in the world of galas. That, says Imri Emes, is why it was Vayechi Yaakov, why Yaakov was alive even when he was in Mitzrayim. He was alive, he was exciting, he was excited, he was able to do a whole lot even when he was present, even when he was present there. A certain connection that was there. Why, if you wanted to be alive in a certain sense, you wanted to have the Torah of galas, so why is Yehuda the one to set it up? Why is Yehuda going to do it as opposed to anyone else? So Tiferes Shlomo in Parashat Vayigash, Shlomo Radomsk, has a beautiful kind of Torah here, where he says, the reason why Yehuda is chosen is not because of Yehuda's leadership qualities. Those are important, and they really are important for Gullus also, but really for an additional element of what Yehuda was all about. Yehuda is the one that Anochi Ervenu, he is the one that's willing to stick up for Binyamin. He is the one that's willing to be there for others. He even was taught us what it means, arvus, what it means camaraderie, what it means to be an arev, to be a cosigner, an insurance policy, to be there for other people. That was Yehuda. That's what he's all about. And in many ways, the yeshiva that they were going to be setting up was going to be a yeshiva which understood the value of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, that Klal Yisrael is all connected, that Klal Yisrael was going to have a certain kind of connection. And Dafka in Galus, that idea of Arvus becomes all the more important. So why is Yehuda the one being sent, and why open a yeshiva? The first Mahalach, he's being sent because he's in with Yosef. He's being sent because he's connected to Yosef. He's a king. He's Chaviv. The second Mahalach was, no, this was opening the yeshiva for Galus. And the yeshiva for Galus, we needed to have a yeshiva, because when you don't have the Dal Amos in Eretz Yisrael, you have the Dal Amos Shel Halacha, that's what does it. It's why Dafka Mitzrayim, they set up a yeshiva, didn't need to in Eretz Yisrael. And we needed to have Yehuda be the one that was doing it, because Yehuda was the one that understood camaraderie. And in Galus, it's hard to be alone. In Galus, it's important to be able to have strong connections with members of the Jewish community, and that he was able to do. There is a third Mahalach. I think this is what he's driving at and saying. Maybe it's not exactly. The third Mahalach in the writings of Tzvi Yehuda Cook in his Sichot and Parshas Vayigash, which I think also sheds light a little bit, and that is the following. I'll try to speak a little bit quickly. So the Tzvi Yehuda, you know, it's interesting that there's a discrepancy between the Pshat and the Drash. The Pshat is he went ahead, Yehuda, to set up the community, to tell us how to go, how to settle it properly. The Drash was he went there to build a yeshiva. Says the Tzvi Yehuda in classic with Tzvi Yehuda style, if you're, you know, hashkafically, both elements really have to be there. We have to have a physical protection. We have to be set up physically. He spoke there about the importance of a Jewish army. We have to be set up on that level of ishtadlus. But we also have to be infused with Torah. We have to be infused with Torah. And what looks like pshat and drash are not two separate ideas. They're really one and the same. They're one and the same. We need to have a set up in advance physically. We need to also have spiritually that we're set up with the yeshiva. And says it's for Yehuda that it's not coincidental that Yehuda, I think the way he's driving at, Yehuda, who is the melech, is also the one that has to be responsible for Torah, because we don't want two separate ideas. Some who are involved in the physical preparation and some who are involved in the spiritual preparation, and the two don't meet at all. But we want to have leadership, which is both our physical leadership and also our spiritual leadership. And being able to do those things together is where you can be most impactful and most successful. So for Tzvi Yehuda, a little bit, the setting up of yeshiva is part of a larger picture. And Yehuda's role there as a leader of both the physical and spiritual was an important lesson that we need to have both. We're going to survive physically. We're going to survive spiritually. We have to be set up on all accounts. So a very important yeshiva was set up by Yehuda. Yehuda, because he was in with Yosef, he was respected, he was chaviv. Yehuda, because he understood the idea of this Torah of Gullus, of being there for other Jews. And Yehuda, because as the leader, not only of the physical, but also the spiritual, he had to be setting up both in ways that are important. Hope you have a wonderful next little bit. We'll be on at 10:20, hopefully, with Shir.